Hi, this is Katrina and Stephen Bennett, and we're currently serving at Gahini Hospital in Rwanda with our two young daughters, Hannah and Rachel, on behalf of the Church Mission Society.
We'd really love to have been with you just now to share in person some of the things we've been doing and the way the hospital has been developing while we've been there, but unfortunately that's not possible. So we thought the next best thing would be to put together a couple of short videos that show you some of what we've been doing.
So, Steve, can you tell us two of the highlights of this year in Gahini for you?
This year has been really exciting because we've been able to focus a bit more on teaching and training. I've been given four intern doctors from the University of Rwanda who come and work with me in surgery for a month at a time. And as part of that, I've been appointed an associate dean of the university. This is the first time we've had doctors who are just straight out of medical school at Gahini Hospital, and it's been really exciting to work with them, teach them, train them, and see them develop. Another thing that's been really exciting this year is being seeing some of the hospital develop. We've had some really significant donations of both equipment and money, which has enabled us to refurbish our surgical wards, develop an orthopaedic ward, and will result in us having a high dependency care area for patients. So outcomes will hopefully be better as a result. How about you, Katrina? What have been two of the exciting things that you've been up to this year?
I think for me, the most time-consuming thing that I've been doing this year has been trying to sort out the equipment for the orthopaedic theatre. Last year, as part of the CBM Rehabilitation Centre build, there was a brand new three-theatre orthopaedic suite built. Medical Aid International supplied much of the equipment for that in a container load that arrived while we were not here in Gahini because we were on our home leave. This meant that by the time we got back, a number of items had been unpacked. There was equipment in different places to that we expected. And also, unfortunately, some of the items were missing or they weren't functioning. So I've spent the vast majority of this year being in contact with Medical Aid International, but also with other suppliers of the same equipment to try and sort out any faults and also to order the missing pieces of equipment. So it's been really satisfying to have been able to complete that just before we came back on our home leave. The other thing that's been really exciting is that when you have three new theatres and two new orthopaedic surgeons, you need two new nurse anaesthetists. And so two new nurse anaesthetists have currently joined our team, and it's very exciting to be able to see them and to help them to develop their skills in line with what we need at Gahini and to put in some regular teaching sessions for all the anaesthetists so that we can continue to learn together as a group.
So hopefully that gives you an idea of what some of the things we've been up to over the last year. We've also put together a short video of what the hospital looks like now, so you can perhaps imagine, if you like, where we're working and how things have developed from what were really quite humble beginnings a long time ago.
So all that remains really is for us to thank you hugely for your continued support, both in prayer and finance, to encourage you to continue to do that. And more than ever, to encourage you to pray for Gahini Hospital and also for the country of Rwanda in this current coronavirus epidemic.
So let's pray together for the Bennetts. And let's remember their two wee girls as well, Hannah and Rachel. And let's commit them to the Lord. What an amazing work that they have engaged in that hospital. And it reminds us to be aware of what's happening around the world during the lockdown. So let's pray. Father, we give you thanks for Katrina and Stephen and for Hannah and for Rachel. We pray your blessing on them, your protection on them. We thank you that they are here in the United Kingdom. And we do pray for their hopes and their dreams to return to Rwanda. We pray that you would make a way, that a door would be opened for that family to return to Rwanda. We pray for those who are working and serving on the front line in Gahini. We ask, Father, for your resourcing for them, your protection for them, and your help as they seek to bring aid and care to those who are in need. We pray too for the leadership of Rwanda, for Paul Kagame, for his government, for church leaders as well, We remember the Anglican Church in Rwanda, who are great friends to many around the world. And we pray that the church and the state would be able to care for people and look after people in the midst of the difficulties that this crisis is bringing to every economy in the world. But particularly, we are mindful of the effects that it will have in the two-thirds world. So we ask, Lord, today for wisdom for those who lead in state and in church, both in Rwanda but also here in the UK. So we thank you for our partnership in the gospel with the Bennett family, and we pray that you'd help us as we continue to work together to your praise and to your glory. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.